what have you noticed about the efficiency between treated salt and untreated salt? Talk to us a little bit about efficiency, if you would, Bill.
Well, you're able to apply at a lower rate per lane mile versus untreated salt, for reasons being less scatter and having a sticker and a mag chloride with the salt to help it turn to a brine faster. So it's just gets melting faster and you get the job done with a little bit less.
I tell you, that's an interesting comment. The faster the brine, the faster the melt. I think obviously we can all certainly relate to that. Now, if salt isn't effectively melting ice and snow, then what typically happens, Bill?
Well, you can start getting, icy, hard pack, and then it takes a lot more salt to, break that bond, get down to the bare pavement again.
You know, we realize, Bill, that, all products, including treated salt, have limits. There are no silver bullets. But if there is a way to get your inputs to work more effectively, how important is that to your overall operation, Bill?
Well, treated salt has played a big factor in improving our operation. We've done some other things at the same time, ground speed control. Driver training is right up there, too. Getting drivers to put the right amount down at the right time.